The bags are almost packed, and practice is now over. Hi again, everybody. Welcome into the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap with John DeShazer. I'm Sean Kelly here at the Saints practice facility at 5800 Airline Drive. John, we talked all week about how the days for the Saints are different from the days that you and I have experienced this week. So while it's Thursday for us, it's a bit different again here today for New Orleans.
Yeah, a little bit different. Everything gets shifted around because of the Saturday game. So it's Thursday for us, but it's Friday for the Saints in terms of preparation, and it's Friday in terms of a travel day. If you're going to the West Coast, the Saints like to leave a little bit early, leave a day early generally, and so we're heading out.
All right, practice was from 11:45 till about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Wheels up at what time?
Wheels up at 5 p.m., so, you know, if you want to catch the Saints out, you can't. but you can catch us when we come home.
Practice indoors here at the facility today. While they've been outdoors this week, that temperature and the wind howling around New Orleans this week is helping with the preparations for what looks to be a messy forecast in Seattle for Saturday. Coach Payton saying that he's anticipating a 100% chance of rain, cold and wind as well at CenturyLink Field. So with that being said, it is hard to simulate what the Saints will go through weather-wise on Saturday, but certainly Coach Payton feels like that process has been touched upon a bit.
Well, listen, it's been colder here, and so we've been outside, and I think from a temperature standpoint, you know, it sounds like you know, it's going to be fine. It's just dealing with wind and rain. It's been windy here a couple days. We were outside, so I think we'll handle that just fine.
John, one other thing that Coach Payton talked about was trying to simulate how the football will feel in the hands of his receivers, running backs, and quarterback this weekend.
Well, you're talking about driving wind and rain, and the rain more than anything. Now, all of a sudden, you change the elements and you change the ball game because, you know, a wet ball is a whole lot different than a dry ball, and especially in the cold.
Yep, and so they were dunking some footballs in the water earlier this week at practice, and wet ball drills were a part of all the preparation for Saturday afternoon's game. After practice today, we also got another thought from head coach Sean Payton about the Seattle defense, the secondary in particular, that held down the Saints so well back in early December.
They play a lot of bump and run. They're very confident. Corners, they have a deep position group, but three of the starters are, you know, first team Pro Bowl players. Cam Chancellor is extremely physical. He's got size, range, you know, and you see that on tape. But they have a scheme, and they play it extremely well, you know, whether they're in their zone schemes or in their man schemes.
Coach Payton mentioning Chancellor there, that he did not practice yesterday for the Seattle Seahawks. We'll look for the injury report later today and to see if he got back into the fold for Pete Carroll's ball club. Speaking of the injury report, John, it's the dynamic of playing a West Coast team. There's no need to offer up your injury report before they even take the practice field. So I guess what? Later today, we'll see both sides.
Yeah, exactly. They want to exchange information. It's probably going to be about 5 p.m. here because that's 3 p.m. there. That's when they have it in, and that's when they're going to exchange the information. So we won't exactly know who participated and who didn't until that time.
All right. Any last thoughts from you before we wrap it up and hit the airplane?
Well, I know this much about the Saints. I know they talked about the Gatorade and the Popeyes and this, that, and the other, but this is a game these guys wanted. They've wanted this game. They wanted this rematch since December 2nd. They know they did not play well at all in Seattle, and they've wanted to kind of redeem themselves. So here's an opportunity that they've been looking for.
The stage is set. I know you all are ready. The Saints are, too. You can see it in their eyes, and they have a real different step to them this week. It was fun watching a little bit of practice today with the music blaring and that energy in the building. With John DeShazer, who's off to Seattle with the Saints, I'm Sean Kelly. Thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and don't forget our coverage continues not only from Seattle but here in New Orleans with the Black and Blue Report tomorrow and full coverage on NewOrleansSaints.com. That'll do it for today's New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap.